Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's a Monday. Let's get to work, buddy.
Happy Monday, Crudy. Fancy Brian on the board. Evan, our fair audience, another week. We're going to have a great one.
You know, Dominic, I find myself in the Shaw, baby. It's glorious here. It's sunny, 86 degrees in the upper Midwest. And I've been driving the signal. Fancy Brian and a outside engineer, Scott's his name. Great guy. They were working hard over the course of the weekend, and that 5:40 a.m. signals never sounded better. I hate to linger on the signal. I hate when the audience does, but today it's never sounded better. It's glorious. Go turn it on your radio, glue the dial, and never change it.
Yeah, it's tight and it is crisp. Well done, everyone.
Yes, sound modulation is a wonderful thing. Thank you, Fancy Brand, for doing a little overtime.
Let's not pretend it was mostly Scott.
It was mostly Scott. That's why he makes the big bucks. Fancy Brian and Evan and everyone, Dom, you included. About the only political thing I did this weekend, watch the U.S. senatorial debate right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And it is probably the only debate. Probably the only one. Why? Because they've got qualifiers to be included in the debate, because now we're in the political window and there's just too damn many candidates. So it's impractical. You can't throw like 9 people on a stage, give them equal billing. So they don't do that. They set some sort of arbitrary qualifier. And they've been talking about these 4 primary candidates. And here in the state of Wisconsin, it's the race to replace Rojo, right? So anyways, the 4 primaries are the current lieutenant governor, Mandela Barnes. You've got Sarah Godlewski. She also won statewide office here in the state of Wisconsin. She is the Wisconsin state treasurer currently. And then you've got Alex Lazary, well-to-do. He's a Milwaukee Bucks executive on leave. It's nice that the old man owns the franchise. So anyways, they do well for themselves. Godlewski also doing quite well. That became an issue of the debate. And Tom Nelson, sort of the working class Joe Tom Nelson from Outagamie County. I know you've liked Tom, and I like the fact that Tom has embraced the talk radio audience right here. Tom's up on the airwaves. I don't know what the problem with the rest of them are. But anyways, they debated. And then Stephen Olakara. And I know Olakara best because the former lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin loves Stephen Olakara. Barb Lawton, I reference. And Barb Lawton is one of my favorite human beings. So if Barb talks, I listen. And she said, pay attention. And I think he had a nice debut in the upper echelon. Now, the rest of the field, unfortunately, they're going to get lost in history. And there are some good lower tier candidates. But there are too many seeking the one coveted position, which is the right to go face off against Ron Johnson. And everyone sees Ron is vulnerable. But anyways, the only thing I really did politically this weekend is watch the debate. And I did. I watched every moment of it.
Did you watch it live or did you watch it delayed?
I watched it like 15 minutes delayed. Let me air a small grievance. The later debates, once we have a general election, the gubernatorial debate and the U.S. senatorial debate, we will play them right here on the network. You will hear them here first. We will have the right to originate those debates. But this particular debate was created by a local media outlet here in the Milwaukee Metro, and it's WTMJ4. That's the television conglomerate. And in a prior incarnation, they had a relationship with WTMJ, our competitor down the dial. And WTMJ was a named sponsor, talking about the radio outfit.
620 AM WTMJ, yeah, the Carbazon radio station.
And the boys down the dial, they were the radio sponsor. And as I found myself on the road over the course of the weekend, driving back, and I was literally still in the car. So I hate to do it, but I turned on my competitor. And the Brewers lost 9-5 yesterday. And that's what WTMJ was playing in lieu of the very debate that they had the exclusive broadcast rights to that they did not play out in the state of Wisconsin.
They were lamenting the Brewer loss, the game wrap-up, instead of playing what they could have, this debate.
Yeah, so I suspect there aren't a ton of people that actually heard it in real time. Some may have turned in. I did tune in outstate. They did play it on the NBC. Gray, I think, is the network that owns many of the NBC affiliates here. They did play it outstate in Madison, so I did watch. But I watched it like, you know, DVR style, 15 minutes delayed. So it was going on when I was watching it.
All right.
I got
all right.
Home like 15, 20 minutes too late to watch it live. And I didn't want to miss a minute, Dom, because it's probably going to be the only one.
My understanding, there will be a town hall coming up with 4 of the 5. Olicara will not be at that town hall, to my recollection.
Can you give me any more details?
I'll have to dig it up.
Otherwise, you're not helping me much.
I just told you, man. Your Google broke, man. I'm telling you, there's a town hall.
And that's all you told me. Town hall. Okay, I'll Google it. It's worth a Google. But when you can give me more information on that, because I'm actually trying to do a radio show right now, and I got multiple keyboards, but none of them apparently attached to Google. So let's talk about the debate, Tom. What was your takeaway? And we would love to hear from the audience. If you did watch, and apparently it would have been hard to listen unless maybe they played it on stream or something. But if you watched the debate last night, want to hear from you. And my friend, I believe, host right here of As Goes Wisconsin on WAUK 540 AM, Kristen Bry, I think she described herself as being in the audience, although maybe that was her guess. Nada Imlifakashi, I know Nada was in the audience, but it was described as a very partisan crowd. And I heard them discussing it on the earlier program today, and the crowd in the room, pretty much everyone had already showed up in support of a candidate. So if you're in the room, and there was room, there were good seats still available. Probably more people in the stands in San Francisco for the Brewer game. So anyways, let's jump into
let me reiterate here, Curdy, to answer your very specific question from the website WISN.com. Town halls. First town hall to occur Monday, August 1st from 7 to 8 will include the Republican candidates in the primary for Wisconsin governor, Clayfish, Michaels, and Ram Jam. The second town hall will be on Tuesday, August 2nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This event features the Democratic candidates for state's U.S. Senate primary election. That town hall will include Mandela Barnes, Alex Lazary, Sarah Godlewski, and Tom Nelson.
Will it be broadcast? Can people attend it? I need more details. I have many, many questions.
I'll send you the link. Well, I mean, it's WISN Channel 12, so yes, it will. I mean, it will be on the television. Now, can you take that and play it on the radio?
WISN Radio play it out? Because I don't think WISN is going to play the U.S. senatorial debate on behalf of the Democrats. They'd see that as an in-kind contribution of some form. So I'll be curious.
But again, WISN Channel 12, not the radio station.
I get it.
Gotcha. All right.
But much like TMJ4 and WTMJ used to have an association, as did WISN, I believe, you know, but that's old history. But there is a town hall, a TV town hall. You know what? We could try to pull something like that off. I just need to be arbitrary in our qualifiers. Because you can't jam 9 people in the studio. It just doesn't make any sense. What, 3 of them going to share a mic? They all interrupt each other. Then you don't know who's speaking. We've tried this, the gubernatorial field back in 18. It was cumbersome. You know, you got to break it up in multiple flight debates. It's just not.
It's not great television. It's not great radio. It's not a great debate. I mean, we saw what happened when all the
presidential candidates.
Yeah, it was just terrible. It was stupid. Again, continuing on here from WSN.com, the candidates eligible to participate in the town halls were selected based on a threshold established by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, which includes statewide polling requirements using the Marquette University Law poll.
Well, if the WBA. The broadcasters are sanctioning this event. I guess we're thinking aloud here. Then, you know, I would hope it would be available to WBA members like this little radio outfit. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, heard it here first. I sent you the link. I'm sure you'll track it down.
All right, buddy. Just no Google links. I'm out of my element. I didn't bring my... You know, I don't have my laptop. So.
Oh, I know. So it's like losing your phone or leaving your phone in the car.
Well, it's like if someone had loaned me a phone, but, you know, the phone numbers and the phones still work, but you just can't pull up your favorites and such.
All right. So my takeaway watching all very high quality candidates, in my opinion. I was surprised Olakara hadn't heard him speak to some of the issues he talked to. Sharp guy. Really enjoyed him being on the stage. I thought that was worthy. And it's unfortunate he won't be in the town hall. But some of the chippiness, the back and forth, specifically with Tom Nelson and Sarah Godlewski about her not voting in the 2016, I thought was, while I appreciate the efforts, that doesn't really move the needle a whole lot for me. I thought it wasn't probably worth the effort. There may have been other issues you could have gone after in that regard. But all in all, every single one of those candidates in my mind, and you're right, they did have they had people in the crowd. And when those candidates spoke and they said something, they nailed their line. There was a lot of clapping and hooting and hollering going on. But every one of them would be infinitely better than the current guy.
You mean Ron?
Ron.
Rojo? The race to beat Rojo. It really started in earnest last night, a U.S. senatorial debate. I'll come back. I'll give you some of the sound. I'll give you Crudy's impressions of the field. It's time to start winnowing that field down. We'll talk about it more, and we'd love to hear from you. What were your impressions? 844-967-2789. Crudy and his home away from home, the Shaw. 540 a.m. sounded loud and clear. Go listen and super glue the dial right there. That's all you ever need to know. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
I missed a question.
So are you going to interview me or are you going to argue with me?
I wasn't talking to you.